أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما صدق الله العظيم One of the qualities of the عباد الرحمن They are those people that spend the night for their Rabb For their Lord, the Sustainer Allah Ta'ala Making sajda, prostrating, waqiyama And standing in front of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We discussed one or two aspects with regards to the Tahajjud Salat. Going forward, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commanded our Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also in the Quran Sharif particularly and especially to uphold and perform the Tahajjud Salat. Allah Ta'ala said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ya Ayyuhal Muzzammil, قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا O you who is wrapped in a cloth, referring to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this address to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is of love and affectionate from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala shows this affection to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam primarily because When Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam had come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam initially at the time of the first revelation of Iqra, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was overwhelmed. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went home, he said to our mother Sayyida Khatija radiallahu ta'ala anha, Zammiluni, zammiluni, wrap me, wrap me. So one reason that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala uses this term of affection for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was for him to recall this moments that he was overwhelmed and wanting to be wrapped in a cloth because he was shivering. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was overwhelmed. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala used this term. Then again we find that after the wahi had come down to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a fatrat, there was a break in the wahi. And at that time, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam appeared on the horizon. And again Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt that same shiver, that same cold. And again Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Zammiluni, Zammiluni. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses him by this quality of love, by this quality of affection. That if you want, O Ummat, to gain this love, to gain this affection of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala is commanding His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Qumil Layl, stand up at night, stand up for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then you will also become the lovers and also the beloved of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now it is known that before the Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Tahajjud Salat was fard upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and upon the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. And after Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had taken Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam on this journey, 5 times Salat was given, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made the Tahajjud Salat an optional Salat. But yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept great treasures in the Salat. Like that Allah ta'ala says, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ Allah ta'ala, there again, particularly and specifically, commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to get up and to perform the Tahajjud Salat. And of course, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that there needs to be a continuity insofar as the Tahajjud Salat is concerned. When we look at the virtues of Tahajjud Salat, we will find that they are abundant and there are many benefits that we can reap insofar as our ruhaniyat, our spirituality is concerned. For those that want to step forward towards Allah Ta'ala, to link up with Allah Ta'ala, there is much a person can acquire and obtain by the performance of Salat or Tahajjud, and together with that, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offers an abundance at that particular time in the night. We find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that every night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a call. In the last third of the night, when one third of the night remains, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes an offer to His servants. Allah ta'ala says, مَنْ يَدْعُونِي فَأَسْتَجِيبَ لَهُ. Who is there to call me? Who is there to petition me, to beseech me, to make dua to me, that I may respond to the dua? Now like that, in the general sense, Allah ta'ala is always saying, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ وَدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Call me, ask from me, I will respond to your call. But here particularly now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns His attention towards the ummah, towards those who have been favored with the tawfiq to get up for tahajjud, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making the offer. Thereafter Allah ta'ala says, مَنْ يَسْأَلُونِي فَأُعْطِيَهُ. Who is there to ask from me? And look at the repetition, look at the emphasis from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side, that this is a continuous call from Allah Rabbul Izzat, a continuous offer. And it is for us to seize the opportunity and turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask from Allah ta'ala, مَنْ يَسْتَغْفِرُنِي فَأَغْفِرَ لَا. Who is there to seek forgiveness from me so that I may forgive such an individual? So hence we find that on the one hand, there is this plea from Allah, there is this offer from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, come forth, ask and I will give, seek forgiveness and I will forgive. And then over and above that, we find in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, at night, there is a time that whichever Muslim asks from Allah for his dunya or akhirat, whatever the need be, whether it be of this material world, whether it be of the akhirat, ask from Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will grant it. And this is not specific on specific nights like Laylatul Qadr or Laylatul Bara'a. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasizes that this is every night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has these moments in which Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala accepts the du'as. It is for us to try and seize those opportunities. Then we find one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's advice to this ummah, عَلَيْكُمْ بِقِيَامِ اللَّيْلِ. Hold on to the Qiyamul Layl. Qiyamul Layl will refer to the Tahajjud Salat. Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri, rahimahumullah, used to say that whatever a person performs after the Fard of Isha, that will be regarded as Qiyamul Layl. If a person performs it after the Fard of Isha, he reads his 2 rakat Sunnah Muakkada, and then thereafter he performs 2 rakat Salat, that will also be regarded as Tahajjud and Qiyamul Layl. Or if a person does it a little later before sleeping, that will also be regarded as Qiyamul Layl. If a person sleeps and gets up, that was more the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is closer to the Tahajjud that Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala commands in the Quran Sharif. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is giving us the opportunity throughout the night. Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that one is a person has a few morsels and one is a person has a good meal like a biryani. The few morsels that he puts in his mouth will be like doing it at the earlier part of the night. And the real pleasure of the tahajjud will be when a person sleeps and he gets up in the last portion of the night. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, عَلَيْكُمْ بِقِيَامِ اللَّيْلِ. Hold on to the Qiyamul Layl, to the Tahajjud Salat, four reasons. One is, فَإِنَّهُ دَأْبُ الصَّالِحِينَ قَبْلَكُمْ. That it was the habit of the pious before you. And here the pious doesn't only refer to pious people like the walis of Allah Ta'ala, but this was the habit of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. Noted in the hadith is, for example, the tahajjud of Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam speaks about in detail. Then we find the tahajjud of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam mentioned in the narrations. And like that, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam had found that moments most opportune to make the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then, وَهُوَ قُرْبَةٌ لَكُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. It is a means of qurbat. It is a means of closeness for you to your Rabb, that if you want to go leaps and bounds towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is through the tahajjud salat that a person can gain quick closeness to Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَمَكْفَرَةٌ لِلسَّيِّئَاتِ. And then it is a means of forgiveness for our sins. Of course, one is to make tawbah, and one is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sheds off our minor sins. And then, وَمَنْ هَاتٌ عَنِ الْإِثْمِ, that it is also a means by which Allah ta'ala removes the sins from us. In other words, we may have ill habits, we may be breaking the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If ever there is any antidote to all of that, one is the general salat. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Salat stops you, refrains, restricts you from all evil, from all promiscuity. But together with that, we find that in tahajjud salat, it has been specific by our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to stand up for the tahajjud salat, like we said yesterday also, that this is the time in the month of Ramadan, we are getting up for our sehri. It is that time when Allah ta'ala is making those special offers to us. Let us seize those opportunities and seek from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.